Welcome.
Dabbing, that's right. We walked in with a dab. But then remember the dance from, like, was it from the 70s? Where, like, oh, no, the, it's from 13 Going on 30.
Where they, like, what are you talking, like, when she does the Michael Jackson Thriller dance?
Is
that what you're talking about?
Maybe that's what I'm doing, yeah. Anyway. Talk about Mark Ruffalo. Throwback. We love Mark Ruffalo.
And I think he's aging very nicely, actually. Yeah,
he really is. He was on a podcast recently, and he's just the best. Like, I feel
he seems
just
like the nicest person. Yeah.
The nicest. Yeah, I agree. Hi, everybody.
Hi, welcome.
Welcome to Candidly 30. We're coming to you hot on a snowy Friday. What is new, though? You know what I mean? Like, what's new? Snow. Every day, snow. Is it actually snowing in Bellevue, or is it just raining?
No, it's just raining. We did get a little bit of hail and then some snow earlier in the week. But before we go any further, you have to introduce yourself.
Oh, I'm Kelly. Hello.
This is Gayfler. Okay, we're going to get better at it. No snow in Bellevue, lots of snow in Bend, but it's getting colder. Like, it's so annoying. I am, like, waiting for us to hit the precipice to warmer day after day after day, and we're just not there.
March 1st, baby, we're here, though. Rabbit, rabbit, you know what I mean? Or is it ribbit, ribbit? No, rabbit, rabbit.
What does that mean? That's new for me. I need context.
You're supposed to say it on the first of the month, and then it gives you, like, good luck through the rest of the month.
Is that a real thing, or is that something you made up? Like, what? No, Who does this?
I didn't make it up. I don't know. Okay, Google. Now bring out the Google.
I would like to hear from a listener. Let me know if you say that or if you know what she's talking about. But we can move on.
Oh, my God. It's such a thing. I did not just make that up. Why would I make that up? Anyways. Yeah, so March 1st, welcome. We've made it. We officially made it to the longest month of the whole entire year. I mean, it's my least favorite month, but we're here. We did it. Countdown 25 days until I leave for Ireland. Thank Bob, because I literally cannot handle one more day of snow. I am not joking. I'm at my breaking point, people. Uh-oh. I'm at my breaking point. Remember back in, like, October when they were like, it's gonna be a really chill winter. Like,
that was me, but yeah, sure.
I mean, no, it was me as well. And everyone was like, it's a La Nina. Like, it's going to be really warm. It's going to be no snow. It's just going to be rain and blah, blah, blah.
Liars.
I was like, great. Love it. Love to see it. Love that for us. Yeah, that's going to be a big no. So that's going to be a did not happen. That's going to be a hell no. So anyways, yeah, it's just like the day after day for me that I really start to lose my brain.
Kelly is also recording again in her closet, and I think it's starting to get to her.
No, I actually like recording in here. It's pretty nice. Besides, like I said before, the booty thing. But I actually am sitting on my, like, acupuncture mat right now, and it's pretty great. Oh. I think it's helping.
You know? We should get you one of those, like, Bulsa pillows, like the yoga pillow that you get, and you can just sit on it. I got one of those.
Yeah, I actually have, like, my acupuncture mat comes with one. Like,
oh, look at you.
It has acupuncture and Bulsa. Like,
ergonomically.
Basic, like,
look at you. I love it. Yeah. Creating a sense of zen. Proud of you.
But I did go out in the weather this morning a tiny bit. It was freezing, but I went before it got super windy and rainy. That's the other thing that's been happening, though. Like, I know we're not getting as much snow as, like, California. Have you seen the weather reports for California?
Well, I haven't really been paying attention to it, but I have noticed, or, like, I've heard a few stories that give the listener a what's up so they know what we're talking about.
I don't know if it'll actually happen, because the last storm, I feel like, they said that it was going to get, like, 96 inches of rain in the Sierra Nevadas or something. That totally didn't pan out. But I heard that they're going to get, like, 10 feet in Tahoe or something crazy like that. Mm. So the Sierra Nevadas are just going to get hit, like, super duper hard, which this weekend, it's, like, going to be today, tomorrow, and Sunday. But I'm very curious to see if it'll actually happen. I know that they need it, but I think they're all kind of nervous because they're just not used to getting that much weather at one time, you know what I mean?
I mean, it's a pretty big ski destination, so I bet you that they'll have a good amount of folks from, like, the Bay go over there, right? Like, they're used to bad inclement weather.
One is used to getting 10 feet at one time. That's insane. Okay, like, that's a lot of snow.
Do you,
like,
remember when you came to my birthday and we went to North Lake Tahoe, and it was crazy? You couldn't even drive home. We had to stay the night because the weather was so bad.
But that was like a foot cave. That was like okay, one foot.
10 feet is definitely something that seems like a snowpocalypse for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, I mean, I know they're used to snow. Like they get snow a lot, but like 10 feet at one time, that's insane.
Yeah, that's insane.
We're getting like inches. Like we got like a few, we got a foot like last weekend. We got a few inches like here and there. We're getting like 6 inches at a time, but it's just like constant. You know what I mean? That's like the thing that really gets me is like your car is constantly covered. Like the roads are constantly covered. Again, they don't know how to handle the roads here. It's just ick. It's just ick. That's it.
Yeah.
So anyway, I got out this morning before it started snowing again. And so, yeah, I'm just not going to leave my house today. So we're coming at Jeff from the closet.
Did you go for a walk? Did you go for a workout? Did you go grocery shopping? What was the activity to get you out of the house?
I went for a super long walk, and I was actually able to catch up with our friend roomie Natalie, which was really nice because I haven't got to talk to her in a long time. So that was good. I got to talk to her on the phone for a bit and get all the updates. So she's doing really good, and hopefully we can see her sometime this summer. Hopefully I hang out. So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll make that happen. Probably later in the summer, but yeah, we'll make that happen. I know I haven't seen her in so long.
I know. Anyway. Yeah. So anyways, we're fine. That's kind of like my grievance, but I actually have another grievance to add that's like in addition to snow, but that's to come later. So TBD on that. But anyways, yeah. How are you? What's going on with you?
Good. Things are great. We are officially at the point in the buying a house / relocating to a different state where everything is signed. We're counting down to the days that we get the keys. So now we're just doing a bunch of packing and moving. So that'll be like today and this weekend, just like getting everything out of storage, making sure that it's all correctly packed and accounted for. So my life is really, like it's exciting for sure, but it's pretty boring on like, you know, nothing new. But, I'm also the one thing that has been that I've waited so long because I didn't want to get too excited about it. I've started my Pinterest boards for my remodels. And like upgrades to the house that I want to do and like the projects and what they're going to cost and like how to like make a 10-year plan. The one thing that I've been really excited about and I've been learning more and more, my dad is a landscaper. Like I'm very familiar with how to do irrigation systems and stuff like that. Like PVC pipe and I are best friends. But what I want to do is build like a hydroponic like wall thing in the back where I can grow like a bougainvillea or something that like kind of vines outward for privacy reasons. Also, there's quite a bit of like traffic noise, unfortunately, just the location that we're living in. So I want to kind of insulate the backyard and I've been doing a lot more research on that. I've always done Pinterest. I've definitely been using Pinterest for the past like 10, 15 years, but I've never done it in a way that's like my house and the designs that I want to build and incorporate in my ultimate home. Because for the longest time, home ownership just like wasn't on my radar because that's not a thing. And barrier of entry is really difficult. So I've just been renting for the past 15 years. It's kind of exciting time to make concrete plans and do DIY
very
stuff.
Exciting. Yay. Also, more to come on the house stuff. Kaif was a little hesitant at first to talk about it just because, you know, there's a lot of ifs, ands, ors, buts, things that could happen potentially in the whole 30-day process.
You never know.
Closing process.
For sure.
So yeah, but they're getting closer. So she is excited to say that they are moving.
Yeah.
And she's going to be so close to me. I mean, so close as in 3 hours closer, which is the best in the state of
Oregon.
We'll
have lots of weekends. And I have to go to like antique shopping. So like those big flea markets and stuff, we got to like do some of those things. So I'm hoping that we can have like dinner parties and a social life again. That sounds fabulous. Let's do all of that.
Yeah, absolutely. And just like exciting to like be in a new place. Obviously, like you've talked about before, like you have family there, you know people there. I think it'll just be nice to have a new spot to like check out. Also, Bellevue is kind of just like stuck up and like, ugh, I don't know. We're over you, Bellevue. We're moving on to bigger and better things. So
yeah. So yeah, I'm excited. I think it's going to be great. Anyway, that's my update.
Very cool. I had a few things going on this week. I kind of wanted to introduce a new segment. Not a new segment.
Time.
Oh, okay. But I feel like we should have like a, well, I mean, kind of a new segment. It's just like a blurb. Segment is like a strong, strong word for what it is, but just like a, I feel like we need to have like a sound effect, like, you know, from like Wayne's World, where like, when they like go between yes. things. Anyways. So I wanted to do like a little bit of like a, because you guys know I like try to sing every single time and it's very confusing, but I feel like I just want to give like a song recommendation. Also, this is just like so, I was thinking about this when I was walking and I was like this morning and I was like, this is just like so classic, like white person thing to do, to like want people to listen to the same music as you. Anyways, I think of it as like, honestly, in my personal opinion, it's like one of my love languages, I think. And like, which obviously is not one of the like four love languages. I understand that. But like when people show me like a new band or a new artist or whatever, like a new song, I just think that's like so incredible. And if I love it, I just think that's like the best feeling in the whole world. So that's like my soapbox, whatever. But, and so like, I love sharing music with other people. And I feel like kind of like 9 times out of 10 people are like, okay. And like, there's like a 1% of people that are like, oh, wow, wait, I really like this. But like, I always want people to like it like so, so much. And they're always just like, yes. And so anyways, for those people who may be the 1%, I went to music on, you know, I go to music a lot. This is a never ending theme and I'm going to keep going to music. But this week I was kind of special. I went to a band called the Dislandes. I think that's how you say their name. They played at Silver Moon on Tuesday. So I went out on a school night, yo. And they didn't play late, but I think I got home at like 10:30 or something. But they're from like, I don't know, they're from like Washington, I think. Hold on, I should fact check that before I just like make shit up. They're kind of from, oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Okay, they're kind of from, oh, they're from New Orleans. Might be. I thought they were from Washington. Just kidding. Okay. But they're all just like kind of from all over the place. Oh, yeah. Some of them are from the Pacific Northwest. Two of them are from the Pacific Northwest. But they all kind of like met in New Orleans, apparently. Anyways, so they're just like kind of, I feel like they're like hipster country. I don't really know. Americana, like, I don't really know how to like describe them, but they have this like pretty funny song called Less Honkin' More Tonkin'. And they're just really fun to watch live. They also just played like in my hometown in Mariposa at the Grove House last night. And so some of like my friends posted that they went to see them last night. So it was really fun just getting to see them like on their like little Washington, Oregon, California tour. So anyways, if you're looking for just like that kind of just like fun, I would say like similar music to them would be like, I don't know, like Zach Bryan-y, you know, like that kind of music. But the Dislandes are really fun. So that's like my song suggestion of the week. Do you
love it?
Have a song suggestion?
All right. So my song suggestion, I've been working out. Well, I've been sick, so I haven't been like working out. I've been like walking and trying to be more excited about stuff. So I listen to a lot more like house music. There is a song that I have had on repeat for at least 2 or 3 weeks now. It's by a gentleman called Sammy Virgi. That's V-I-R-J-I. And it's called Find My Way Home. It's so good. Ooh. It's got like a really fun house beat. It's very upbeat. And it's just good to work out to and like just put a little extra oomph in your step. So yeah, and we're gonna do, I was telling Kelly earlier that like,
so sorry.
Yeah, you're okay. That's the song. You should listen to it. It's really fun.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
I was telling Kelly later, my husband and I are gonna do some packing and stuff, and he has a whole setup of like, anyway, we're gonna mix tracks. So that's one track that I'm gonna play around with later today, and I'm really excited.
So fun.
Kelly should listen to it. Put it on your like
dancing around the kitchen.
Totally playlist. It's a fun one.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, I really like that guy too. Sammy Virgi has a few different tracks that I'm obsessed with. So
incredible. The other thing that I went to this week was, which was super fun, was Lindsay signed us up for a paired cribbage tournament. Okay. And so
when you originally told me about this, I was like jealous I couldn't be there. Super FOMO. Really excited. Mm-hmm. Kelly, for those of us who, those in our listener audience who don't really know this, Kelly and Lindsay are cribbage queens, okay? They have been playing this game for so long. They take no prisoners. They play very brutal, and they kick ass every single time. So when she told me this, I was a little scared for everybody else, and I've been waiting.
I don't play cutthroat, though. Lindsay plays cutthroat. I don't like playing cutthroat. I think that's just mean.
And you could kill. Which I think is amazing. So tell us this update. I'm so excited. Now that we got everybody all up on my level.
So I was like very excited. It was just posted on Instagram, which I think is super funny. So we're like, there could be no one that goes to it. There could be a ton of people. Honestly, like what I know about like cribbage, like leagues or groups or whatever, is just like people who are like the age of 70 and above. So I was like, I really have no idea like what to expect.
70, but honestly, old people play this game. It's amazing.
The age of 70. Obviously I've been playing like my whole life because my whole family plays. We play at Strawberry. Obviously Kayfler had to learn how to play because she's a Strawberry goer. And so she is now a pro as well. But, yeah, so you basically just have to be like indoctrinated into the club if you want to go to Strawberry, because it's just like going on 100 times per day. But anyways, Lindsay and I just play one-on-one like constantly, like pretty much all the time, whenever. But like a lot of my friends here play too, which is really fun. And like we've been playing a lot more recently also. But we went, and there's like so many people there, and pretty much like all younger people, which was really like a surprise. And so it's just like couples and just like people went by themselves, which I thought was pretty brave too. Like I thought that was really cool, because it was like, we did find out that it was just like a couple, like you'd have to be playing paired. And so they were just doing teams because it was, they're trying to like make it go a little bit faster. And so they were doing double elimination, and there was going to be 16 teams, and there was like a waiting list, whatever. So there ended up being, we ended up winning the first four games. And so we were waiting for, we were like obviously waiting to play for first and second place. The team that we were waiting to play, they had lost their very first game. And then they had won the next three games. So, we get to the final like game or whatever, and we lost by like 5 points or something crazy. I know. It was really annoying. And also they were just like, not to be annoying, but they were just like these two guys that were really stupid and annoying. And we were just like, and also no joke, like there were so many people there that we had, we were there for like 4.5 hours. Like,
dang. It was
crazy. Anyways.
Whoa.
It was pretty cool. Like, it was pretty organized, but like there was, because it was double elimination, I think it should have just been like single elimination. You know what I mean? Because it was double elimination, I think it just took a little bit longer. But so because we lost to them, technically we tied for first. So we split the pot, but it was $5 buy-in. So we won $80, which was really cool. So yeah, it was awesome. It was a really good experience. We were pretty tired by the end. But yeah, like one of the games, my very first hand, like out of the gate, I got like a 24 point hand. And then the next hand, I got a 16 point hand. And like everyone was pretty chill. Everyone was like just like trying to have a good time and whatever. No one was like really competitive. But that team, because they was like close to the end, it was like the third team or fourth team that we were playing. The guy was just like so mad that I had gotten like two really good hands like back to back, you know? So we were like obviously like 60 points ahead of them. Like there was no way they could have come back. So like it was just crazy. He was just like irate that like there was no way. There was like even like there was no way they could have won. You know, he like knew from like the first two hands that they weren't gonna win. So yeah, he was just mad like the whole time. So I was just like, sorry, dude. Like, what am I supposed to do?
I mean, we've
to,
all
like,
been there
not
though, right?
Play? Like
yeah, exactly.
But also what's hard about cribbage is like you like, it's all, like, half of it's luck and half of it's, like, what you throw, you know? And then yeah, with teams, too, you get, like, 5 cards, so you only get a choice of, like, 1 card of what's thrown into the crib. So, like, mm-hmm. it's harder, like, knowing what's going to go in your crib. And, yeah. So, anyways, it was a really good experience. Yeah, and we met some really cool people, actually. I met a really cool girl who was in the Peace Corps. She was in Botswana. That was really fun talking to her for a long time. There's another girl who's actually in my book club who I didn't know was going to go to it. So that was really fun to see her in the real world or whatever. not a book club. And we met some other people who were just like super fun. There was like a girl who there that was just like rooting me on the whole time. Cause she's like, why are you so good at this? Like, cause I just kept getting like really, really good hands. Like it's not that I'm good. I just got good hands. Like I couldn't help it. You know what I mean? Like I couldn't help the hands that I was dealt. Like I had no like
I know, but I want like the people to listen and like hear this because like it's a thing. Kelly always gets good hands. She's also really good at taking, hold on, hear me out. You're also really good at taking like the best steps in games when you don't have the most like advantageous hand or whatever. Like you're good at games and like Natalie and I are dying for an inside joke that people don't deserve to know. But it's true. Kelly's just like really good at games. That's why she's the best partner. But also, that's why people want to rally behind you. I'm so happy to hear that like somebody was at that cribbage tournament just being like, yes, this girl deserves a cheerleader. And that would be my position normally in life. But since I couldn't be there, I'm glad to hear that someone else was. So that's amazing. Yeah,
shout out to Madison, wherever she is in this world.
Madison, we love her. That's amazing.
Yeah, we love Madison. She's the best. So yeah, we made some good friends and yeah, it was great. So yeah, tied for first, really good experience overall. I mean, I was kind of nervous cause I like literally had no idea what to expect. And also I was like super nervous that we were just going to like lose in the first round, you know? Cause you like I said, you have no option. If you get bad hands, if you get shitty hands, there's nothing you can do about it. Like you just get dealt bad hands. So anyways, but Lindsay and I are pretty, like, we're pretty good peggers. Everyone was, like, giving us a hard time. They're like, oh, the pegging girls, like, we're like, sorry, we're not going to not peg on you. Like, this is how you play the game. So,
see what I'm talking about, everybody? This is what I'm talking about. This is why they're so good.
That's
Lindsay,
why
everyone... I know you. I see you. You pegger. I love it.
But, yeah. So, we were just, like, the pegging girls. Everyone was calling us pegging girls.
That's so funny. I love it.
Yeah. But it was a good time.
We should get you a t-shirt. We should get you two a t-shirt. It should be an annual thing. I'm here for it.
And then people were wondering why we were not lesbian. So, you know, no big deal. But it's fine. Everyone was asking us if we were together. And yeah, Lindsay was just like, Kelly wishes. And I was like, absolutely. You know, absolutely. But anyways, it was a really cool experience. So yeah, that was my week.
I'm glad.
I had a pretty good week. Today is my Lou Day. So it's really nice to have a long weekend. We're moving through to, getting a little bit closer to not as busy of a season, but still in the thick of it. So, yeah, but there is, like, a pretty crazy thing I wanted to just, like, follow up before. Sorry, before we talk about that, there is a follow up I do want to just, like, touch on really quick. I know we talked about it last week, but I did end up watching One Day as soon as we stopped recording last week, just because everyone had told me how good it was. And like, I had every intention of watching it before we recorded last week. And I just like, didn't have time, didn't get to it. Oh my God, people. I think I literally have texted every single one of like my good friends about it, but it is so good. It is so, 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 so good. Like, please go watch it. It's like, ooh, it's so good. So anyway, that's my soapbox. I'm sticking to it. And, it's just like, I don't want to give anything away. It's incredible. And I think just like British TV, I'm going to stay like, just like make a really broad statement that just like British TV is like better than American TV. But, that's like a really broad statement.
Controversial statement here.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Anyway,
yeah, it's fabulous. We talked about it last week. Everybody, if you haven't seen it yet, do yourself a favor. It's fabulous. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
If you like the TV, go watch that.
but it's so good. And just get past like the second episode, I'd say. And then you're like in the clear and you're like sucked in and you're just like, oh, it's so good. And like the first episode's like 38 minutes or something. But after that, they're all like 20 or 30 minutes and like you'll just like move through it so fast and like it's so good. So
yeah, it does get faster paced. The first episode is pretty slow.
Anywho, there is a thing that I did kind of want to talk about and just like mention for our like, you know, 20 listeners that we have. There's been like this kind of funny thing that's going around TikTok that is kind of like a, we're going to call it a boycott. It hasn't really been like moved. We were kind of doing some research before we started recording. It hasn't really gone to like the mainstream media as of yet. Kaif was able to find like one article about it, but I think it's really interesting. Mom keeps sending me TikToks about it as well, so she's aware. Hopefully she follows through with it as well. But there has been people talking about how basically what happened was is that the main CEO actually of Kellogg's said, like, stated, like, we know inflation's hard. We know that everyone's having a hard time right now. So why don't you guys just, like, cut down on groceries and grocery prices and just, like, eat cereal for breakfast? Like, because it's, like, a reasonable price. First of all, cereal is not reasonably priced. Second of all, like, a box of cereal is, like, $7. Like, are you joking? And that is, like, I don't know, like two bowls of cereal, to be honest, like what? But anyways, also cereal is not healthy. Like, do you know how sugar in bowl is in cereal? Like, who actually eats cereal anymore? But that's also beside the point. So anyways, there's like this kind of like call to action type of situation that's happening on TikTok where they are trying to get the word, spread the word basically, that to try to just like point out the fact that these like major corporations are kind of just like so out of the loop that like Americans are like struggling, and just that's so far beyond like reasonable, and that's like the most ridiculous thing to say, and that's like not a good advertising way to like speak to the American people. They kind of want to do a boycott on the Kellogg brand. So what they're trying to do is just do like a 3-month ban on Kellogg. Sorry, Kate, go.
No, I was just gonna say Kellogg owns a good portion of branded groceries. So just to list out a few: Special K, Keebler, Rice Krispies, Eggo, Apple Jacks, Famous Amos, Honey Loops. I would be a little weary of, you know, if I'm in the grocery store and I'm looking at products, I will generally look at the ingredient lists before I look at like where it's, who it's owned by or produced by, because a lot of that stuff just doesn't legally matter versus what they're legally required to list out in the ingredients. So that's what I focus on. That being said, if you do happen to see where the item is produced and it says anything close to a Kellogg, you know, name, I just would put that product back on the shelf. Like, it's just, again, if you're really going to take part in this boycott, I'd just be a little extra careful on what types of products that you're purchasing in the grocery store, because you never know where they can sneak in the Kellogg ownership. And then they'll say like, oh, this organic company or who some, you know, whatever product it might be that's special for you or bone density helping or whatever, like good for your heart. Crap like that, just be a little weary of it because it's all marketing and you shouldn't believe it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I was going to say there is a way to find different, like, yeah, that's a whole like other subject in itself, like finding different companies that aren't the like major corporations. So yeah, you'll have to do your due diligence and like figure out what is not Kellogg's first. So actually, I kind of want to, let's backpedal a little bit. So Kellogg was the first CEO to speak out about just being a douche, basically. But he is like one of the first, he's one of the five like major corporations. So they wanted to boycott Kellogg's first. So you'll have to look into what brands fall under Kellogg's if you want to actually like participate in this boycott. And so like Kaifler said, you'll have to like look into what falls under this. what the plan currently is, and like we'll see if this actually like follows, like we'll follow up on like how this actually goes through. I'm like very interested to see like how it actually will fall out, because I personally like would love to see how this fall like goes through, because the plan is that they're going to start it on April 1st and they're going to follow through June 30th. So it's going to be a 3-month ban on Kellogg. Then they're going to move on to the next corporation. I'm not sure which one it is next, but they're going to focus on each one for 3 months and kind of just remove them from for a 3-month period, basically. So they kind of like feel the effects of, honestly, I think that 3 months may not be long enough, because they're like large enough corporations to where like they have like they won't see the effects too much, but like, or maybe they'll like get an inkling that like maybe something is up, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if it'll actually like do a whole lot, but I just think it's an interesting concept that like, yes, our whole entire country is run by corporations, and like we shouldn't just let them run the world, basically. So I'm very curious to see how this will actually like follow through. But I do think it's interesting that you should just educate yourself on what you're buying. And just like, for example, what I think is the most mind-blowing, there is this guy on TikTok and I can't remember his handle. I'll have to like follow up with that and like find him, and I could probably find it if you'd like me to. But he basically just like went through each aisle of the grocery store and he showed what in the grocery store was like family owned or small business owned, and it's literally nothing. It's depressing. And so if you would like to support those small family and like whatever small businesses, basically, and not large corporations, he has like a full website. He has all these spreadsheets of like what to buy, where to buy from, all of these amazing things. And so everyone's been like focusing on like moving you towards him and like his resources and everything. So if you want to look for things that are like that, I can provide the resources for that. But so that's really interesting, and like you should be knowledgeable on like where to find proper resources. But just like for an example, like Tom's of Maine, I don't know, I feel like we all grew up thinking like Tom's of Maine toothpaste was like very like hippy dippy and like healthy and whatever, like that's what you should be using in your teeth. It's like just baking soda and blah blah blah. But like they were bought by Colgate like forever ago, and like they're like a major corporation, like, you know, just like things like that where you like think that you're like doing the right choice or like making the right choice, but you're just like falling into the corporate world. Anyways, I just find it fascinating. Obviously our wallets, like we say a lot with our wallets, right? So like I personally like cannot afford to always like do small business and whatever. Like I am still a poor baby, you know what I mean? Like I get it, but also it's so interesting to me, and like I don't know. So I'm really, really curious. I just thought I would bring it to your guys' attention. If you can try to do it, like this doesn't mean like buy 800 Eggo waffles and like and stock up for like the 3 months while we're doing the ban. Like, no, it means like don't buy that stuff and like don't support those corporations. Like, I don't know. It's really upsetting because like obviously Cheez-Its and like all my favorite like snack foods are like all owned by like
Cheez-Its, really? Yeah.
Like Cheetos and like whatever. Hot Cheetos, Kefir is literally your favorite food. Like, are you kidding? Yeah. We can't buy any of those things.
I think General Mills is the one who makes Hot Cheetos. I'm going to look that up right now, actually.
Yeah. So anyways, if you're curious, I would just like look up a little bit more information about it. I can link some of the videos or the Pepsi. TikToks that we've...
Pepsi.
Some of the videos. Such a small thing to like strike against. I mean, like in general, as millennials, like why don't we strike against like the Electoral College, which is complete bullshit? Why don't
we strike against on the Supreme Court?
Yes, exactly. Oh my God, did you see that video I sent you about Mitch McConnell?
Yes. Oh my God. Yes.
Like hilarious. Anyways,
also momentous when that happened, and I got the notification on my phone. I was like, "This is the day that I have been praying for since 2008." Like this
guy,
he sucks. I really wanted him to like go out in a different way, and that's just life for you though. Like, you know, you're never, we were never gonna get that. And again, it just speaks to this, like the powers that be run the world, and they have such a tight grip on the ability for a little small inkling like me, little ant in the middle of nowhere, can do nothing. but it, I,
yeah, you know, it's just hard when we're like, but it's hard when you like know that the masses can change something, but like, it feels like we are so minuscule when like we're just by ourselves, like, you know what I mean? But anyway, yeah. So I just think it's really interesting. Just educate yourself if you'd like to. And just like know where your food comes from. Honestly, just know where your shit comes from. I think that is like the biggest thing. Know where your clothes come from. Yeah. I don't know. Just that kind of stuff. Like big clothes corporations like Shein and Temu and all that shit. Like that's scary. I don't know. Just stuff like that really I find to be interesting in my 30s, you know? So, yeah.
Become a conscious consumer. That's what we want to encourage people to be.
Yeah. Very, very key. So, anyway, that's what I want to talk about today.
Wow. Yeah. Kelly had a lot of feelings today. She had a lot of things to talk about and a lot of feelings. Very grateful to be here. We didn't really tell the listener at the get-go, but I guess we'll wrap it up right now. But we were just chit-chatting about lots of updates, and there's just a ton of stuff that like we wanted to do a quick follow-up on, but we will have regularly scheduled programming in the future. At the same time, like, should we shift over to gratitudes and grievances and wrap it up? Or
do you want to talk about the Oregon thing?
Okay, so everybody knows that I've been closing on my house. I've become, you know, appreciative of our realtor. I wouldn't say that we are best friends, but you know, he's a nice guy. We like talking to him and we like his opinion. So we had him look over our loan documents so that if there was an option to negotiate or if there was like some kind of weird clause or weird fee, we wanted to just do our due diligence and make sure that he had a chance to review it, along with other people that I won't waste your time. Like, I want to make sure people know that we didn't only rely on him. And he educated me and my husband that there is a national class action lawsuit that is impacting how real estate agents are compensated. So traditionally, you would have the seller of the house cover the seller agent fee, and then the seller agent's fee covers a portion, or a portion of that will cover the buyer agent fee. Basically, what this is stating in this lawsuit, if it becomes a law in Oregon, I can't speak for anything else, and I'll put an article or a link to an article that kind of explains it better than I would. Basically, the lawsuit is actually advocating for the buyer to put a money back or like a money guarantee for their agent of somewhere from like 2.5 or 2.25% in order to purchase a home. So if you're buying a home that's $100,000 and it's a 2.5 or 2.25 fee, that's $2,000+ just to be able to pay for your agent fee, which is on top of your down payment, on top of, you know, paying for any inspections and things like that. So it's just creating a higher barrier of entry for anyone who wants to purchase property in the Oregon area. I just think it's interesting. I don't know like the foundations or the reason why this particular lawsuit was pushed forward. I get the sense that it's being advocated for or maybe paid for some corporations or from some corporations who just want to make people renters, right? Like if it's a higher barrier of entry and corporations own a good portion of the property here in the United States, what does that mean for you and me as people? You know, we don't get the asset or the compound interest of that asset over a certain amount of years. It'll all go to the corporation, which again is like,
ugh, gross,
you know, big people, big corporations who can afford the interest rates, the, you know, the down payments on these types of properties and then turn them around into rentals. That can be a game changer for your neighborhood, for you, for your family, the generation of humans who are going to, you know, be beyond us. Like, I just think it's pretty interesting. So I'll put a link to the article here. I don't think that the lawsuit is settled quite yet. So it's still like active.
So you don't have to pay it currently?
No, I don't, because we are going through the paperwork right now. But if anybody beyond, let's say 2025, once this wraps up, and I'll keep a tab on it and let you guys know in the future what happens. It could mean that people purchasing property in 2025 have to pay, you know, anywhere from $2,000 to $5,000 or $6,000 on a buyer agent fee.
Additional,
you know, not included in their closing costs. So,
crazy.
Interesting.
I mean,
it's just different.
Yeah. What's interesting about Oregon in general, like, obviously we all know, or not, maybe not everyone knows this. Oregon has really high property taxes, like very, very high, as opposed, or like related to other states. It has very, very strong and strict, renter's rights. It has like you as the renter literally get everything. The homeowner basically gets nothing. If you fight the homeowner on anything as a renter, you win. Which is really kind of crazy, but also like obviously pretty great, as a renter. But, so like, I'm curious as to, yeah, how that like kind of falls into it as well. So obviously I would need to like do a little bit more research and all that too. But, yeah, so I'm curious if there is just like a more, because property taxes are so high, maybe there's more renters than there are property owners. So they're like something, you know what I mean? Something along those lines. Anyways, just thoughts.
Yeah,
that's all.
I think we'll definitely come back to this conversation later and see what happens with this national action or class action lawsuit and what those ramifications are. But it's something to note. If you are in the Oregon area, it's really the buyer's agent that's going to feel the difference between having contractual deals with seller agents versus their clients, essentially. At the same time, like, we don't know what we don't know.
Right.
In terms of whether, like, what corporations are supporting this and why they're supporting this, it's all speculation. So, you know, we'll come back. We'll come back and see if there's a quick update, like, in the next few months or something. But we'll keep an eye on it. You know, we never know what's going to happen with the class action lawsuit. It could totally be dismissed tomorrow. So,
yeah. Huh. So interesting. Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
I mean, well, I'm glad it's not affecting you. That's the most important thing.
It will affect the people who decide to purchase property should this go through and become a law. And if it's a national law, that's just going to, again, create a higher barrier of entry on something that is practically unattainable for people who are born
for normal people.
Time.
I know.
Yeah.
For real.
Preaching
to the choir.
Preaching to the choir. Gratitudes and grievances.
I'll do my grievance.
Yeah. For the listener, we decided to do something different today. Kelly's going to have the grievance and I'm going to have the gratitude. And it's going to be 50-50 today.
Yeah, just because, you know, it's hard out here. It's hard coming up with one of each. And, you know, we're just...
And we're a partnership.
Out here for a pimp.
And it's 50-50 for a pimp.
Remember that song? Anyways.
Oh, my God. Totally.
Okay, so this morning, I was leaving my house, obviously. I was going on a walk. And lately, I've been carrying around just, like, a huge, like, a big mason jar, you know? Like, the, I don't know, is it a half gallon? Whatever. Big glass with, like, a glass straw in it. And,
this glass with a glass straw?
Yeah. The, like... what do you call it? Economical. Anyways, and I just had filled it full of water, right? Full of water because I was going on a walk, obviously, and I needed to get some liquids in.
Hydrate.
Because I had just woke up. It was like 8:25 in the morning. And so I was walking out and it had snowed last night, of course, as per the usual, and it was before it had snowed this morning. But anyways, I live on the second floor or whatever. I live upstairs and I literally, it didn't even look like that crazy, whatever. Anyways, I literally walked down the first stair and I slipped and I fell down like all of the stairs and I,
Kelly.
I know. And I grabbed the like railing. So I think I like saved myself mostly because I grabbed the railing like super duper hard. But like I literally spilled the whole entire mason jar all over myself and it's like 29 degrees. And then I like slid down like all of the stairs. But also like I was like, should I put my gloves on before I go outside just to like make sure I'm not cold? No. And so of course like I like hold like the snow like down like my hand, you know?
On
and
your
so of
bare
course
hand.
I had like Yeah, so of course I have like owies all over my hand. But anyway, no. So I'm gonna have like a bruised butt and like a bruised back and like whatever. But I was just like, I cannot wait until I move, and I cannot wait until it's not snowing anymore. That's why I'm like the most angry about the snow. Is like,
no.
Are you kidding? Also, like, I guess I just like haven't fallen down the stairs this year yet. So
this year,
I've been
yet.
So I've been so careful. Last year, I fell down the stairs so many times, and
okay,
yeah,
yeah.
So
stairs are a young person's game, 100%. Like that's insane. Also, you're falling down multiple times in an annual, like, we need to move you out of that place so that you don't have to fall, like, put your life in danger on a daily basis. That is insane.
Yeah. So what's really even double annoying about where I live is, like, so first of all, the stairs are, like, plastic wood, you know? I think it's so that they don't get messed up in, like, the winter whatever, but I think mm-hmm. it makes them way more slippery, like, but it makes it easier to, like shovel them, you know, so that the wood yeah. doesn't get all messed up. But anyways, so it makes them way, way more slippery. But also, like, the eave of the house is literally directly in the center of my stairs. So when the water drips, when the snow is melting, it literally is in the center of my stairs. So, like, it's just a straight icicle down the center no. of my stairs. And I'm just like, Who thought of this? Who planned this? Because this is literally the stupidest design in all of the world. So yeah, there's just so many things like that in my house where I'm just like, I cannot wait to not live here
soon
anymore.
Soon, baby girl. Soon.
I know. Like the other night. Speaking of like the storm, the other night it was so windy. Okay, talk about Central Oregon being windy. I hate the wind, and it's so windy here. It's so windy here. But anyways, the other night, it was so windy. It woke me up. You messaged me. You're like, why are you awake at 1 a.m.? It woke me up because I live upstairs. The wind woke me up. It was so loud. My entire house was shaking. Like, my house was moving. That's how windy it was. It was wild. Anyway, so I didn't sleep from 1 a.m. all the way till 4 a.m. because it was no. so scary and, like, loud. That's, yeah.
Okay.
Anyways.
How often do you find yourself awake at 1 o'clock in the morning? Because I find that it's happening more and more in my life. And I was awake when you were, like, texting me or sending me TikTok videos because I was reading or something. And I was like, should I text her back? I probably should have, but.
Oh, yeah, you should have.
Yeah,
it's definitely a thing because it's just, like, being 30, I think. But I tried to not be because, yeah, that's how I know I'm going to have a bad day. But,
yeah,
it's definitely happening more and more for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh. That's a grievance all in itself. Like, not sleeping good.
I know. I would normally sleep super great. Like, I'm dead to the world. Like, I usually have no problem sleeping. But I feel like the later that I'm working, the more likely that I'm going to be up until like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. I could probably stay up until 4 o'clock and wake up at 8 and be totally fine. But
whoa.
I don't know what's up with my body lately. Okay, so for my gratitude, I know that this is stupid. Please don't reach out to me and tell me that it's stupid because I already know. I just want to be a little grateful for my old little crock pot. I've had it since I moved to San Francisco, and that was forever ago. I'm not going to date myself, but it's just a little like 16 quart one. It's nothing fancy or big. It's missing like the back left-hand foot, and it's very janky, and I've had it forever. But I have been using that crock pot at least 2 or 3 times every month for the past 10 years or something. I need a new
That's
one.
Awesome.
I understand that. But I just want to be a little grateful
Try
for it.
True, baby. Yeah.
I mean, and I just do like a huge pork shoulder, and that'll cover me for like a week and a half worth of like tacos, or I'll do like a quiche, like a pork quiche or whatever. I don't know. Like, I just find that the crock pot has been the oldest thing that I think I have in my kitchen and the thing that I use more often than anything else. And it's on its last leg. So I just want to say RIP to my little crock pot, and I need to get it replaced.
You did it well. You did it. Crockpot, we love you.
Yeah.
That's
this
awesome.
This is probably the last Whole30 that I'm going to have with my crockpot. And it's very sad because that
also,
is my Whole30 partner.
Yeah. Also, huge gratitude that you made it through your Whole30. Round of applause.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. I know normally after you're supposed to like reintroduce, do like a reintroduction, but I don't do it for that. I do it for the the cleanse. Mm-hmm. And I'm done. I'm so excited.
Yay! Stoked for you. That's awesome. What are you going to eat today? Obviously, besides like drink your wine and whatever, but.
So I'm having white wine right now. It's my Boleto. I'm very excited for it. But actually today we're doing tacos and I have been like kind of craving nachos and like just greasy stuff for a really long time. So I'm going to do tacos. But to be fair, like I'm not eating the corn tortilla. I am doing cabbage instead for like the taco. So it'll technically be like a Whole30 situation, but it's going to have like the bad salsa and the good, like, no sour cream, but there's like a salsa, like a hot sauce that's like not technically Whole30. It's got sugar in it. So I'm going to have that. Very excited. No, we don't really do sour cream in this house. Like we don't do a lot of dairy as it is. So
sour cream or Greek yogurt or something. That's like my favorite thing on Mexican food.
I've never put Greek yogurt on Mexican food. That's interesting.
What Greek yogurt but is I do sour cream?
Is it? Anyway, what I'm really looking forward to is our taste testing episode because we're going to do some pretty exciting stuff. So that's what I've been holding out for.
Heck yeah. We're ready. Anyways, welcome to March, everybody. Rabbit, rabbit, Google it. Anyways, we don't have to talk about that again. We love you so much. Have a Thanks good for one. With us. Thanks Bye, for being everybody. Candid.
Bye. That's all for today's episode of Candidly 30. Hope you enjoyed listening as much as we enjoyed chatting. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a 5-star review. Your feedback helps us make the show even better. Follow us on Instagram at Candidly 30. Thanks for being candid with us.